224, please.
224, enter into a memorandum of understanding to become a member of the local joint terrorism task force in conjunction with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Okay, this is a council action this afternoon, but there was a request last week that we leave the record open so people in the community that wanted to be able to communicate with the council could and have. We have received some comments, and we appreciate those. There have been people who have expressed an interest in changing the actual language in the memorandum of agreement. That's not before us today to change the language, though I appreciate the concern. Frankly, we have to express the community's concerns through my instructions to the Police Bureau and to the officers who will be involved in this work. That's probably the most important thing I can do to reflect the division that we have in the community about this issue. The words on the page, however, are standard from one city to another, so if we're going to sign a memorandum of agreement, we're going to sign the one that's in front of us. So I would propose that the council take action this afternoon to, on this item with a vote, but again, with an understanding based on a very important hearing that we held on this, and a very heartfelt concern in the community, which I think all of us share, that if we're going to do this, and obviously it was not unanimous that we're going to do this, but if we're going to do this, that we do it in a way that our officers know that this police chief and this commissioner in charge of the Police Bureau have some very specific concerns from Portland about how we as a community perform our police work, and there are ways that we do that, that we believe in terms of building relationships of respect with everyone in our city, and that there are going to be perhaps times when those values are in conflict with what they might be asked to do by their partners in a joint terrorism task force. If that moment ever comes, those officers will be under instruction to come to their chief and their mayor, and we will come back to this council if that's not a resolvable problem, and I will change my mind about whether we participate in this. But for the moment, we have a majority of the council that wants to proceed, so unless there's any further discussion here today or any proposals to make, then I'll suggest that we go ahead and take a roll call vote.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I would just like to say.
No, this is not a hearing. We had the hearing last week.
You asked me for comments.
No, we asked for comments during the intervening week, so we've taken those, and now we're going to vote.
Fritz?
Thank you, Mayor. So I have here a 121-page report titled "With Liberty to Monitor All: How Large-Scale U.S. Surveillance is Harming Journalism, Law, and American Democracy." This is from the Human Rights Watch of the American Civil Liberties Union. I mention this because I was tempted to read it, but I won't. Instead, I will have a fairly long speech, but it's not 121 pages. So it is interesting to note that the FBI's definition of a terrorist is a person or organization known to influence the policy of government by intimidation or coercion. This could be applied in many ways, to citizens who peacefully express their objection to government policies, by corporations through their lobbyists, by Wall Street through its engineered defaults and domestic law, and by domestic law enforcement agencies through their own interpretations of what is a public right. The FBI interprets terrorism in the broadest manner, and that is a presumption that a person may commit a crime. I think all of us could be easily put in that category at one time or another and not even know it. With a direction of this nature, it is not hard to see why civil rights such as those related to free expression and rights of due process are easily trammeled to fight terrorists. As was just explained, I don't have the right to make amendments to this agreement, or at least if I do, it won't be supported because the FBI says we can't change it, which of course defeats the purpose of having an MOU up for discussion. The fact is, this is a template which is used by the FBI for all jurisdictions wishing to enter the JTTF, and it cannot be changed. I do appreciate the input of the ACLU in their memorandum dated February 25th, which points out some of the problems with this MOU, which if had been possible, I would have liked to have changed. For instance, the draft MOU says that the Police Bureau members of the JTTF will be subject to Oregon law and Police Bureau policies in addition to those of the FBI. But the very same paragraph provides conflicting language, providing that when there is a conflict between the standards or requirements of the participating agency and the FBI, the standard or requirement that provides the greatest organizational protection or benefit will apply unless the organizations jointly resolve the conflict. Since the FBI will have total discretion to resolve any conflict as it sees fit. I appreciate the mayor's suggestion that you vote bring back to council an ordinance to withdraw from the JTTF if you are aware of any such conflict. It also states that any non-FBI members of the JTTF must adhere to the same rules and regulations as FBI employees while conducting JTTF business. That seems to be completely contrary to all the assurances that we received last weekend at the previous hearings that our police will be subject to more under our control rather than their commanding officers in the FBI. And in addition, the ACLU points out that our personnel will be documenting on FBI forms, and so that will be contrary to ORS 181-575. So I'm very concerned that this memorandum, in fact, enshrines many of the things that we are most concerned about. This was the problem with the previous negotiations with the FBI under Mayor Adams, where we crafted an agreement that we thought reflected our community values of free expression and transparent information sharing. With that agreement, I hoped that we would have some ability to observe and interact with the FBI in a way that was more transparent and knowledgeable for council, the mayor, and the chief of police, and more constructive for our community. We attempted to get annual reporting. We attempted to get secret clearance for the mayor. We attempted to have more control over our officers and their allegiance to the city and state law. We failed on at least two of those three aims. It could be said that the mayor will get reporting from the FBI at least when they want to share, and there is no need for top secret clearance because we trust those involved to be upholding the law, and that our officers will uphold state law even though they are under the direct supervision of the FBI. I do trust the people, especially Chief O'Day and our officers. I think that they are being put in an untenable situation of serving two masters. We find that good transparent communication is not what the FBI does. We should have known that. Even our own police are going to be put in the position of not communicating everything to us because it ostensibly jeopardizes our security. The word security is an easy concept to stand behind. You can justify pretty much anything. Surveillance, tracking citizens, profiling us, collecting data, keeping that data as an indictment of credible intent, whether it was or was not. Potentially arresting people for no other crime other than being poor or peacefully expressing their dissatisfaction with government policies. We're becoming a society that uses the same techniques on our citizens that we rail against in other regimes. Every single one of us is subject to the power of fear in a mortal world. And that includes FBI agents, mothers and fathers, police, corporate CEOs, and the husbands and wives of corporate CEOs, you and me. It's assumed that all the parties in these investigations are operating in the best interests of the citizens of the U.S. However, there are numerous examples nationally of stings, setups, surveillance, profiling, arrest for civil protest, manipulation and intimidation of and by the media, and arrests for simply researching and disseminating information about public policy. It makes this often a messy affair and one where public trust continues to be eroded. If there was a perfect world where people had what they need and there wasn't such a massive difference between those they have the right to lord their wealth over the 99%, where gun proliferation and use were not so prevalent for the accumulation of wealth and proliferation of fear, then we probably wouldn't be in this situation where we, as human beings, often cannot communicate with each other about our collective needs, and we must turn against our neighbors, our citizens, to fight each other. The very meaning of the word fight is indicative of our problem. It means to struggle, to keep in check, to control, to stifle, to confront, to combat, to quarrel with, to argue with, all of which keeps us further and further from peaceful, constructive solutions, and each side digs in. When it comes to the actual reality of terrorists, secrecy may be needed sometimes to stop a violent crime in our community. I understand that there are bad people out there, or people who do bad things. And to catch them, we must be smarter, which includes some level of secrecy. Unfortunately, we all get caught up in the wake of that deception and fear. And particularly, we know that it doesn't necessarily make us safer. The city of Boston was participating in the JTF and when the Boston Marathon bombing happened. We are not following the advice of our own duly appointed Portland Human Rights Commission, from whom I read a quote, federal guidelines governing FBI operations expanded to grant greater permissions and flexibility to the FBI for surveillance and investigation activities. The new guidelines have loosened previous restrictions, allowing greater agency discretion, permitting intrusions that erode civil liberties in the interest of protecting national security. The absence of oversight, accountability, and transparency inherent with a JCTF collaboration will exacerbate long-time tensions stemming from racial profiling, the use of force, and negative perceptions about Portland's police. With the passage of this MOU, we officially enter the world where information is purposefully hidden from public view, and the City of Portland agrees to be complicit with that deception. I believe that our biggest challenge is gaining public trust, and it should start first here at home. As evidenced by the need for the DOJ agreement, we have a long way to go to gain that trust. With the approval of this agreement, we are taking a step back from any progress made, and that, to me, is the most crucial concern that I have, that we have to start within our community and fix things for ourselves with each other and trust each other to look after each other. As I mentioned last week, that's what we did when the IRA were bombing in my hometown and my friend's hometown, and that's how we should be sticking together, not imagining that some federal oversight is going to somehow magically save us from ourselves, each other, from what? I cannot condone this approach, and therefore I respectfully vote no.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Last week, I expressed my opposition to this action, and I read a letter from a number of leaders in the Arab and Muslim communities that urged us not to join the JTTF, and I had discussions with some of those leaders about the possibility that if we did not join the JTTF, then they might be interested in reconstituting the Arab-Muslim Police Advisory Council, which was apparently a very well-functioning group some years ago. I don't know if our having taken the action to go into the JTTF, those folks will still be interested in pursuing that, but I am pleased to say that I've talked to Chief O'Day about this in the past week, and he said that absolutely, if those leaders are interested in reconstituting AMPAC, he's very interested in engaging with them. So I really appreciate that commitment by Chief O'Day. And again, I appreciate the mayor's, what the mayor has said about how he intends to engage with the JTTF, although I respectfully disagree with the decision to join. Nay.
Hales.
I hope that those who have listened to me know that I'm serious about my reservations about this relationship, but that it was a difficult choice for those of us that made the choice to go in doesn't mean that we will do so uncritically. And without hearing the fears and concerns that we've heard from the community, we have heard them, and they will influence the level and of scrutiny that this relationship gets from me, and it will get it. Aye. And we are recessed till tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Handwriting changes, so I'll post it.
Thank you. And also the job.
That's who you want to be in bed.
This is on the ACLU website.
Oh, it's on the website.
Yeah, I believe so.
What's it titled?
It's with Liberty to Monitor All.
Okay, so I could find that on the ACLU website.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and for your report,
I'll put it on my blog, on the city website.
Okay, thank you. And it'll be called what?
I haven't figured that out yet. speech about the JTTF or something like that.
Okay, and just to identify.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the same thing. I am emailing him.
Congratulations.
When you were reading it.
Yeah. I was there and I put it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Holy great job.